everybody. Welcome to your practice. In today's practice, we are going to focus on, you've heard this term before, this name. We're going to focus on the Vijnamaya Kosha, the wisdom body. And the Vijnamaya Kosha, kosha means layer, part of yourself, the wisdom body, represents not only, yes, the intellect, but also the functions of the higher mind, such as consciousness, insight. Those gut feelings are intuition. The wisdom body at its most subtle level is witness consciousness. And we work with that every nidra, right? That kind, neutral, observer part of yourself, where you're able to let go of identifying with limiting beliefs or limiting self-narratives, self-descriptions, all of those stories that the ego and the monkey brain likes to cling to, right? All those lenses that we can get stuck perceiving our world through. So, today we practice that returning home, where we can simply be a compassionate, kind witness of the mind and of all of our human experiences. Let's begin. Lie down comfortably on your back, if that makes sense for your body today. Maybe on the floor, a yoga mat, your bed, or couch. But again, if lying down on your back isn't available or accessible, it's not making sense, you can always find any position of comfort using as little or as many pillows, blankets, props, eye masks, crystals, stones, gloves, cozy socks, folded towels. I could keep going. As little or as much to support you, to help you become as comfortable and as relaxed as possible. Making sure you won't be disturbed, take your time. When you're ready, close down your eyes. And take these next few moments to make any wiggles, any adjustments. What does your body need? Tune in, witness, and observe what your body is asking for. I'm sure we all got the hint. That was an extra long pause. Take your time. Maybe scoop the pelvis, reposition if there's a prop under your knees or your head. Adjust any jewelry, glasses, hair elastics, hair. Scratch an itch. Readjust your clothing. Take it off, put it on. Unhook a bra. Listen, you do you. Pull the shoulders down, long spine, arms and legs wide. Spine roots and yet finds space. Unclench through forehead, jaw, chest, belly, glutes. Toes flop, fingers curl. Belly rising and falling effortlessly with a whole, full, nourishing breath. Let's take a long, slow, smooth, deep belly breath in through the nose. Exhale completely through the mouth. Two more times in through the nose. Make a ha noise. Sigh it out. Full exhale. Release. Last one, make it count. Long, slow, smooth, deep belly breath in. big sigh, audible exhale. What are you letting go of? Feel that release. Now let the body find a natural, easy rhythm. Let your body take over. And see, sense, feel your body beginning to enter this restful, healing and heavy. Ooh, there's something to that. Healing and heavy state. The body begins to soften and surrender. Could you invite that softness, surrender that release into your being? Allow the forehead and the eyes to soften even more. Jaw releases. Invite softness into the throat and heart space. The shoulders, arms, and hands. Letting the belly soften. Releasing any hold or grip in the hips or buttocks, the legs and the feet. Allow yourself to take up space and sense the body and the space around it. And let the division of the body and the space around it to get a little blurry. Begin to notice sounds. And send the sense of hearing out into the distance. Notice the most distant, far off sounds you can hear. Just letting the sounds be anonymous vibrations of energy. Listen to closer sounds now, allowing the mind to move from sound to sound. Listen to the sounds happening inside your body. Focus on the natural sounds of the body, these subtle, involuntary inner workings of you. And at this time in your practice, you're invited to create your Sankalpa, your heartfelt resolve, which reflects your deepest desire for growth, healing, transformation. Create your Sankalpa, your heartfelt resolve, as a positive statement in the present tense. I am whole. I am enough just as I am. I trust the timing, the flow of my life. I am safe. I am protected. I am guided. I am light. Repeat your Sankalpa silently with feeling. 3 times. And let it go for now, bringing your attention to the physical body, Anamaya Kosha, the physical layer. And you'll be guided now through a systematic scan of the physical body. As you hear each body part named, remain in stillness and draw your attention to that body part, noticing it just as it is, that witnessing mind, yes? And then you'll move on to the next point, observing what you find, what is revealed there. So bring your attention to the eyes, both eyes alive with sensation. Become aware of the ears. Notice the ears, any vibrations entering in and out. Sense the bridge of the nose, the nostrils, the tip of the nose, the upper lip, lower lip, and the entire inner workings of the mouth. Become aware of the jaw, the throat, the shoulders, the upper arms, elbows, lower arms. Feel the hands, the palms of the hands, the backs of the hands. Feel all fingers and both thumbs. Become aware again of the throat center, the center of your throat. Bear witness to the heart center. Observe the energy of the heart space. The upper abdomen, navel center, the center of the pelvis and the pelvic floor. Notice both hips, the thighs, both knees, both shins, calf muscles. Feel both ankles, the soles, tops of feet, and feel into all 10 toes. Now allow your awareness to land at the tailbone and then slide up the whole spinal column, one vertebra at a time, bottom to top. Landing at the curve of the back of the neck, bring your awareness forward once again to throat center. Now become aware of the whole right arm, the whole left leg, the right arm and left leg together. And notice the whole left arm and the whole right leg. Left arm, right leg together. Notice the entire right side of the body and the whole left side of the body. Both sides in unison. Notice the whole back of the body, the whole front of the body, the back and front together. Then become aware of the whole body as one. See the body as if from above. Observe and bear witness to the whole physical body, from the top of the head to the tips of the toes. Awareness of your whole body. The whole body. And shift your attention to the natural breath, sensing each inhalation and exhalation, being the witness to the natural breath, your body being breathed. Observe the body breathing and send your full awareness, send the breath into the pelvic center. See, sense, and feel a bright pink light here at the pelvic floor. And on your next inhalation, inhale breath and a stream of bright pink light from the pelvic bowl all the way up to the eyebrow center, third eye. Exhale breath back down, a line, a warm stream of pink light and breath from eyebrow center back down to pelvic center. Inhaling, feeling breath and sensing that pink warm light travel up from pelvis to third eye. And exhale back down, third eye to pelvic center. Breath braided with awareness. Bright, warm, pink light and breath traveling together. This pink stream of life force, of breath, effortlessly traveling up and down. And release the breath now. Just let it go. You are conscious and aware, practicing yoga nidra. And at this time in the practice, we will explore opposites of sensations and emotions. Simply remaining the witness. Allow yourself to observe and be with any sensations or emotions that may or may not arise. Know, remember, you are safe to experience the fluctuations of the mind. And the next time that you inhale, invite in an experience of emptiness. The whole body is empty, hollow. Notice any images, words, sounds, sensations you may associate with emptiness. Your whole body, your whole being is empty. Now, as you inhale again, invite in the opposite. Invite in, breathe in fullness. The whole being experiencing fullness. Noticing any images, words, sounds, or sensations you might associate with fullness. The whole being at capacity. The whole being is full. Now feel empty again. Now fullness. Allow the mind to move back and forth between these opposites on your own. Empty. Full. Empty. Full. And let it go. Now bring into mind a limiting or a negative belief that you hold about yourself. Allow yourself to completely experience this belief. Perhaps you can feel it in your body as a sensation, in your breath as an energy, in your heart space as an emotion. A limiting, negative belief that you hold about yourself. Witnessing it, watching it unfold. And now consider how it would feel to release this belief, to be free of it. What if it simply wasn't there? It didn't exist. What would be there for you instead? How would this feel in your body, in your breath, in your heart? Sense it fully, bear witness, observe everything. Now shift back to experiencing the limiting or negative belief. And now its opposite. And on your own, move back and forth between these opposite beliefs. Now hold both beliefs in the mind at once, feeling them both together. And let it go. Shift your awareness to the space of the mind, the space in front of the closed eyes or inside the forehead. Now the very center point of the brain. This space of wisdom. Notice any colors, images, patterns, sounds, or language that may spontaneously arise. Observing it all like clouds passing in the sky. Bear witness. See the paws of a puppy, a bouquet of purple lilies, mala beads, a string of smoke from burning incense, a tattoo, hands holding, a soft whisper, waiting room chairs, strings of a golden harp, vines crawling up a farmhouse, neon sun setting, flickering candle, torrential rain, your bedroom door, volcano erupting, blue earmuffs, a swan gliding on a still lake, cinnamon stick, a calm, cool body of healing water. A calm, cool body of healing water. And now, see yourself floating in this body of open, healing water. Floating, feeling weightless as you drift, serenely float on the surface. you float on this body of open, healing water underneath a blue sky. And you are watching the clouds float on by. The water is the perfect temperature. It's perfectly clear, perfectly calm. You are completely safe, held by the waters, the sun shining on your face. See, feel yourself floating effortlessly, comfortably, weightlessly. And here, as you are held by these healing waters, you can finally let go, finally be held. You can finally let go of anything that you've been wanting to release, that you're ready to release. Feel it all start to drift away from you, to dissolve. The sun shining over you, warming you, nourishing you with its healing light, replacing what no longer serves you with its gentle warmth. What are you releasing, dear one? Where has it lived? What story has it been telling? Let it go and bear witness to this exchange. Letting it go. The ripples, the tiny waves in the water assisting this process. The sun replenishing, replacing all that no longer serves you with its gentle, healing warmth. Feel and see your whole being warm and infused with healing sunlight. See yourself warm, glowing, a being of light. Complete freedom here. See the light shining on you, shining out of you in all directions, dissolving all boundaries, all limits, all stories. See yourself, dear one, as the light, as awareness, joy, and complete and total bliss. And in this light of awareness, bring back to mind your Sankalpa, that heartfelt resolve, and envision yourself as the embodiment of your Sankalpa. Notice how it feels to be your highest self, your whole self. How it feels to be back home. Silently repeating your Sankalpa to yourself. See it, feel it embodied. Three more times. Every time you bring your Sankalpa to mind, whether it's during your practice, in your daily life, whether you speak it aloud, write it down, or keep it to yourself, you are shifting the direction of your path in the most subtle and the most significant ways. So it's already true. It's already happening. It's already unfolding. Trust, and then bear witness. And as the witness right here, the aspect of yourself that observes without judgment, but rather with compassion, right here, right now, deepen your breath. Notice any thoughts, feelings, sensations in the body. Continue to deepen the breath. Aware of body breathing, aware of the physical body once again, the contact points under you, the clothes, any props or pillows or blankies touching you, the temperature of the air on your skin, any sounds, any movement of vibration flowing in and out through the ears, and allow for any intuitive movement your body may be asking for, maybe not quite yet, and that's okay. Any wiggles, squiggles, stretches, shimmies, stay on back, roll to side, flip to belly or rise to a seat. Pause. Feel yourself open and free, radiating light, your light, in all directions. Bear witness to the light. Be the light. With my hands at my heart center, I bow to you. The light in me sees, acknowledges, appreciates, bows to the light in you. Our practice of Yoga Nidra is now complete. Namaste, my friend.